Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. For the next 120 minutes, I will be your almost humble host. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing, and we have no idea what's going to happen. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, or also known as Theology and the Three Stooges. Yuck, yuck, yuck. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDs, personal revelations of my life's insanity. Well, it's large, so we get to look at that all week long. Spiritual observations that may prove I need glasses. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't. And here's the reason why.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Hey, that's what my pastor said to me on Sunday. Hold on a second there. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? That question has been asked and answered, sir. The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. We're also asking you, do you have any prayer requests or praise reports? If you do, call us, 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Either one of those numbers, because they're the exact same. We also have sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
Your illogical approach to chess does have its advantages on occasion, Captain. I prefer to call it inspired. As you wish. At any rate, the game is yours.
Wow, what a great clip that was. Good job on that clip. What are we doing? Living life as a Christian, doing that thingy. Taking your phone calls and more. Oh my, compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Not here. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, my, oh my, oh my.
Nowhere to run to.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Join Alternatives Women's Center and stand up to protect the unborn at their annual giving banquet, Heroes, on Thursday, November 13th. To register, please call 760-741-9796.
Planning and preparation is biblical.
This is Wise Counsel with attorney Larry Copenbarger.
The scriptures tell us that we are responsible for preparing, for educating ourselves, for doing the work, the proverbial planting the fields so that the harvest will come.
You really can have your financial house in perfect order through living trusts, estate planning, Medicaid planning, and asset protection. 888-738-3184.
And that's the key part of this wise counsel and getting a house in order. But I also know the Lord provides for those who prepare.
Call for your no-obligation appointment today. Call 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryCopenbarger.com. Offices in Mission Valley, Del Mar, and Rancho Bernardo. Call 888-738-3184. 888-738-3184. Learn more at LarryCopenbarger.com. Call
888-738-3184. Dear God, I'm in a time of need, and I look to you to set me free.
My name's Anton. I'm a heroin addict. Started getting high around the age of 13. I was okay with the fact that I was gonna die a junkie. Thought it was impossible to get sober. This time I'm trying to surrender everything I am to God and take uncomfortable steps that I feel like God is calling me to do, that I will grow and grow closer to Him and stay sober.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
So trapped in addiction and I won't survive. But without you in my life.
If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, call Genesis Recovery today, 619-797-7319.
Over a year, you have heard David Spoon say, if you have any questions about Thrivent Financial, to just call Ruth. And that's me. I'm Ruth Puentes. I'm a pastor's daughter. I have been with Thrivent Financial over 5 years. Thrivent Financial and the La Jolla Gateway team taught me about money. I am happy to say that I am the first homeowner in my family, and I know that Thrivent Financial and the La Jolla Gateway team can help you too. Thrivent is a great Christian company, and whether you are young or old, if you have a little to invest or a large portfolio you want reviewed, the La Jolla Gateway team is here to help you. The La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial partners with KPRZ to sponsor free workshops at local churches and pastor appreciation events, and even the KPRZ Leadership Academy. Please call me, Ruth Puentes, at 858-455-5227 or email me at ruth.puentes@thrivent.com.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Just to let you know, if you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Also, you can go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Then follow me on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because... Hey, I want to tell you something I did. I haven't told too many people about it, but on my Facebook post, you know that one that we did a Facebook post on Thursday and Friday?
Yeah.
I decided to do a little experimento. It's like an experiment, but it has an O at the end of it. And so I did this thing called Boost. Have you done any Boost on your Facebook?
I know what they are. I've never done one. You were telling me about that last week. Sounds kind of interesting.
3,500 people saw my post. For the cost being about $12. 3,500 people. Like, had quite a few people comment on that. I thought that was kind of an interesting thing. So we're going to keep an eye on that. Every once in a while, when we do a Facebook post that we think that's worth $12, if we could say I'd pay more than a dollar from that for that, we'd consider using it. That's what we're going to do. 3,500 people.
That's impressive.
That is pretty impressive. This segment brought to you by Current Solar Contracting and our very good friends Tom, Brittany, and Baby, who now need more work than ever because they have a baby. This is what you got to know. You have an electric bill. I got an electric bill. I opened my electric bill the other day. I went, at the same time. I think the dog thought I was like going to keel over right then and there. I think he was looking for the 911 button. So here's the bottom line. If you are a person that's looking to save money on your electricity, then Current Solar Contracting is a group of people you have to meet. First of all, no third party anything. They do all the work. Second, they do a whole analysis on your house for free. What, does it cost any money to do the analysis? No, it's for free. Yes, Dave, but how much does it cost to do the analysis? Nothing. It's free.
Would that be zero, Dave?
It would be zero. It wouldn't even be less than zero, and it wouldn't be more than zero. It would just be zero. So here's what you want to do. 619-272-0303. 619-272-0303. Or go to currentsd.com. That's currentsd.com. Or do what Steve Santrella, the president of Salem Radio Communications, says. You can Google it. I swear he's Googling. Just Google it. Okay. See, it's a little too much Italian, not enough Jewish, because he should have said just Google it, and we'd all be fully understanding what's going on. Current Solar Contracting, that's what you put into Google. And check it out. Talk to Tom, talk to Brittany, talk to Joseph, talk to these people, because they are committed to great customer service. No, they're not doing this. It's not the Department of Free. But no, they're not going to make their entire month on you and on your back. They do it one piece at a time, one nugget at a time, as unto the Lord, the way that it's supposed to be done. Thank you very much. Now, for those that care, I did win one of my fantasy leagues this week, by the way. And I won't know about the other one, but I just want to say the person who is the bane of my existence in fantasy football league, that dude that throws all the touchdowns, that one dude. The Peyton Manning dude. Killing me. And not happy with the Chargers. I don't think they did that good. yesterday's game. I thought that was not good management for the football team. What are you thinking? What are you thinking on this baseball thing? What's your take?
I'm thinking Kansas City is hot. They've set a record for postseason baseball. They are pretty much undefeated right now, and they got a tough club in the San Francisco Giants, so we'll see.
Oh, I thought they were playing the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Okay. I missed that one. Whoops. A couple things to tell you. I did want to talk about this one thing. I hope you don't mind. This is a personal. I'm getting personal now. Can I get personal? I'm getting personal.
But you're going to tell me anyway.
I'm going to tell you. So I found out something this weekend that really made me feel as old as I've ever felt. And that is October 30th, by the way, this month, October 30th, not 31st, 30th, is my spiritual birthday. You know, a lot of people, they don't know what day they were born again.
I
know. Most people don't. And mine was in a very specific time, very specific material. And so for the last year, I've been going around, you know, I'm X amount of years old spiritually. I'm X amount of years old spiritually. Guess what? I'm wrong. Wow.
You're wrong.
Yes.
You were wrong.
Wrong would be the word. I'm actually 1 year younger in the Lord than I thought I was. And when my brother sent me a text and illustrated how my brother got saved, and then like three weeks later, I got saved. Okay. So within, you know, 3.5 weeks of each other, we both got saved. Two Jews from Detroit, full onslaught Jewish family upbringing. I went to private Hebrew school. Getting saved in a Jewish family, that's a pretty big deal. So we try to remember those things. So he just very kindly and gently reminded me that apparently my personal physical age in my mental capacity is really catching up, because I'm actually a year off. And I was thinking about, you know, it's really the only time ever where we're losing a year would not be an advantage. Because like, I'm in my 50s. Well, if I was 49, I'd just feel that much better, right? But in this case, because I thought I was X amount, I was X amount, so I was a year off, which is like kind of sad because it made me feel old and stupid. But so I guess I'm 36 years in the Lord, not 37 years. How did I lose a year? That's what I want to know. How does that work? I don't think that's appropriate. By the way, I want to make a very important announcement. Coming on 2 years now for the show, that will be 2 weeks from Wednesday. Will be 2 years. We are also coming down very close to our 500th show. That will actually be either this Friday or Monday, depending on whether I'm here on Friday or not. So I want to make a couple of announcements for those that absolutely positively cannot stand the show.
Oh, well.
Sorry. Oh, sorry. That was mean. I know, but it's funny. A little. Bottom line is, we are thankful for the over 1,000 people that have called us in the last 2 years. It's been very, very cool. And you know, almost every one of those calls, almost 999 of those calls were very positive. One person was very upset with us about the music we played, and another was very, very upset because anybody who spoke against Hillary was the devil, apparently, or something. So those two people didn't like us. And then we've received hundreds of emails, and every email been a big, big encouragement. I just want to say completely, completely encouraging. Out of all the people we've had contact with, there's about 4 people that wished I lived in Cleveland. That's not bad. Now, Ron really can't be counted as one. He just wishes I lived in Cleveland so he could be able to say he lived in Cleveland. But that, I don't know if that's a negative or not. Here's what I would tell you. We are very appreciative, and we are very aware that the love and support we've had over these last 2 years has been tremendous, and we expect to do this for the next 23 years. I still have 23 years left on a contract, and we're really looking forward to being a blessing to people, and then people blessing us, too. We think it's the greatest thing ever. The reason that I'm bringing it up is to tell you this. There are people that think, well, when you do a show, everything has got to be great for everybody all the time. It's not like that. Life's not like that. Christian life's not like that. Your walk with God is not like that. This show will not be like that. I will not be like that. You are not like that. It will never be that way. You will never turn this show on and think everything he ever says always is really great. I don't think that. There's a lot of segments I would like to take that segment back, please. But my time machine got lost, and so I can't do it. So for those that have to bear under the burden with us and put up with us from time to time and recognize that sometimes it's not your favorite thing, we certainly encourage you to listen to KCBQ if you don't want to listen to KPRZ. We do, because we believe that's a great station. It's a great sister station. But we really want to express thanksgiving and appreciation to everybody that has stuck with us during this time. And as things continue to grow, and they are growing, we hope to see better, bigger and better things, including more audience participation. So people are going to have to start to learn to dial, because I got a couple of things I'm just dying to talk to people about, but I want feedback from other Christians just to have the dialogue. I think it'd be fun. So anyway, thank you very much. As we get to that point, we're getting closing in on it. I don't want to get over emotional about anything. Well, because I don't have a heart, so I don't really want to get over emotional about a thing. I just want everybody to know that we're going to keep at it, keep doing the best we can, and keep us in prayer. We got a long, long way to go. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we got some stories and DDDs that will rock your brain.
Tell me, doctor, where are we going this time? Is this the 50s or 1999?
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
There's not a mother, sister, friend, or brother loves the way that Jesus can.
On November 22nd, Mount Miguel Covenant Village, one of the area's premier retirement communities, invites you to experience the four-part harmonies and meaningful messages of Legacy 5, one of gospel music's favorite Southern gospel groups. As a continuing care retirement community and an equal housing opportunity provider, Mount Miguel Covenant Village offers active residential living and high-quality health care services that include assisted living, short-term rehabilitation, and skilled nursing. Since 1886, Covenant Retirement Communities, a ministry of the Evangelical Covenant Church, has been committed to providing affordable senior living options for people of all faiths. For more information or to RSVP for the Legacy 5 performance, contact Mount Miguel Covenant Village at 877-302-2697 or visit them online at retire@mountmiguel.com. retire@mountmiguel.com.
Have you noticed creepy little scratching noises in your attic or walls? Ever think you heard something, but you weren't quite sure? You, my friend, very likely have a rat problem. Yes, I said rats. People who have them often aren't sure about it or never even notice. Rats are often overlooked until the problem gets way out of hand or until someone gets sick. Rats breed like crazy, carry diseases, and even if you don't see one, their droppings and urine can be a huge health disaster. Is your skin a little more itchy than it should be? Call All Pest Pros and get your home checked. If your suspicions are verified, they'll get rid of them. All Pest Pros specializes in rat detection, elimination, and prevention. Rats can get into your walls, air ducts, and start huge nests in your attic insulation. Who knows what you're breathing in? For your family's health and your peace of mind, call All Pest Pros now. 800-851-1864. Call for your free, no-obligation rat inspection. 800-851-1864. 800-851-1864.
Current Solar Contracting is your one-stop solar shop, and with over 20 years of solar experience, Current Solar Contracting is here to make sure you get the best deal possible.
Hello, my name is Gaetano Giacalone, CEO of Current Solar Contracting. We're looking to provide you with quality workmanship and services. We do extensive research to make sure what we're putting on your home or business is the best the solar industry has to offer and the best fit for your solar needs. Current Solar Contracting is family-owned and operated, so when you work with us, you work with real employees, not outsourced third parties. We work directly with you step by step to ensure complete customer satisfaction. Take the solar challenge. See how much money Current Solar Contracting can save you.
Call 619-272-0303. That's 619-272-0303. Or visit currentsd.com.
We can't wait to have you join our Current Solar family.
619-272-0303. Or visit currentsd.com.
Why do so many people have a negative reaction when they hear the word Christian?
And why do so many young people turn away from the church?
Bring your questions like these and join acclaimed author Philip Yancey for a free event to find out how Christians should respond to our friends who have these types of questions for a special evening with Philip Yancey.
This Saturday, the 25th, at Maranatha Chapel in San Diego.
For Vanishing Grace, his sequel to his New York Times bestseller, What's So Amazing About Grace?
See to it that no one misses the grace of God. If we don't demonstrate that grace, the world will not see it or encounter it in any other way.
Few Christian thought leaders are more respected than Philip Yancey. So gather some friends and bring your questions about grace, the gift that's essential to every one of us.
This Saturday, the 25th, at Maranatha Chapel in San Diego.
Plus, join Philip Yancey for an exclusive private reception and Vanishing Grace book signing before the event. More information at gotothehub.com.
Gotothehub.com.
Volkswagen Service Express. Fast in and out regular maintenance for your VW. No appointment needed. Dedicated service lanes and expert technicians. Quick in and out. Look for Volkswagen Service Express at your local participating Volkswagen dealers.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Must come down, spinning wheel, got to go round.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway. Here's the bottom line. Roof, Excalibur Roofing. Roof, Excalibur Roofing. Roof.
My favorite baseball player.
Excalibur Roofing. Do you think I should have said DiMaggio? Roof. Excalibur Roofing. Here's the bottom line. You got something going on above that dome of yours? You're like, I'm not sure. I'm not sure what's going on. I don't know what's over above my head. Here's the best thing. And I love this line. Hey, you know when you might have a roof problem? When half your roof is on the sidewalk. That could be a time where you have a roof problem. Or watermarks, or shingles are flying off, or your neighbors are getting roof work done and you're not. Ooh. Inspections are not free. They're extremely reasonable, but all their estimates are free. You want to talk to Eric and Ingrid. You want to talk to somebody who cares that what they're doing is as unto the Lord the best they can. Excalibur Roofing are the people to call for any roof issues. 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803 or Excalibur Roofing, roofing.com. Thank you very much. Did you like the way I did that? I got that little roof, right? That's
hey,
good.
Hey, Tim Allen.
Okay. hey, I got this thing from Max Lucado, and he was actually going to be on the show today. But the way it worked out, they couldn't squeeze him in the right way, so he's sending me 5 personal books.
I thought that was kind of nice.
That's nice, but I did want to point out that he's doing a thing at 3 o'clock today. Is it 3 o'clock? It's, what's CST? Is that, Pacific?
Oh, I haven't heard of that one.
That's in between Pacific time and Eastern
time. Oh, I thought you were talking about, like, channel news.
No, what's CST?
That's Central time, right?
Central time. All right, so at 3 o'clock, or sorry, 6 o'clock Central time, which is like what, 5?
5.
5 Pacific time? If you go online to maxlucado.com/prayfirst, they're doing this live stream, on live prayer gathering today. So it'd be 5 o'clock your time, unless you're already in the Central time. It's typically 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, therefore 5 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. You want to go to maxlucado.com/prayfirst if you want to be a big part of a big organization of people that are praying. Now, here's an amazing thought. We just talked about this Friday, how Billy Graham was saying that if this nation does not become more of a praying nation— and the leaders don't learn how to pray and depend on God, we're in for a world of hurt. So here's an opportunity to join other Christians throughout the country and the world to pray together for our world that is spinning out of control like crazy. So we're very much in support of that. Yes, we agree with that. Yes.
Indeed.
Indeed. Indeed, we do. We support that very much. Okay, so we're going to get into some stories in a little bit, but in the meantime, we need to get into our DDD, which I think I got this one DDD, loving it. I mean, I'm loving this DDD, okay? Revelation chapter 22, verse 3, loving this DDD. I want you to love it too. Here it goes. Then he showed me the river of living water, sparkling like crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Down the middle of the broad street of the city, on both sides of the river, was the tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree are for healing the nations, and there will no longer be any curse. This is Revelation chapter 2, verse 3. That's the passage I want to key in on.
You said 22:3 before.
Yeah, 22, verse 3. Did I give you the wrong one? Oh, you're right. So actually, it's 22. Oh, that's 22, 11, and 12. Well, you know, I don't know. Hey, it's somewhere in Revelation 22. Read the whole book. It's in there. Read the whole letter. The whole chapter. No, that's right. It's verse 2 and 3. What did I tell you?
You said 22, verse 3.
Oh, it's 22, 2 and 3. My fault. Yeah. Trying to be specific on me, huh? You're trying to be a legalist, huh? Is that the ticket, huh? Okay. Revelation 22, 2 through 3. So here's what it is. So this is heaven. It's a picture of heaven. Now, this is not the only picture of heaven, and there's a really sad commentary to make here about Christians who say, oh, well, heaven can't be beyond this because it shows you what heaven is. This is a portion and a time for where heaven is, but keep in mind, eye has not seen, neither has ear heard, neither has entered into the hearts of men the things which God has prepared for him. So even this is just a glimpse of what heaven will be, but it's a cool glimpse if you look at it. It talks about a river of living water. It's going down the middle of the street. You know, we know there's the asphalt is gold. There's 12 kinds of fruit. It's really awesome stuff. And then he says this one line, and this is the line I want you to hang on to, because this is the line that you can hang your hat on regarding heaven. There will no longer be any curse. Now that is a key, because that word curse in the Greek has a fourfold meaning. Want to know what that is? I'm sure you do. The fourfold meaning for that word curse is misfortune, evil, doom, or trouble. Misfortune, evil, doom, or trouble. And one of the things that we do poorly as Christians is we don't look ahead enough. We don't look forward enough. Jesus was very specific in how he got through his mission. He looked to the joy that was set before him. Looking ahead gave Jesus Christ the power to endure what he was currently encountering. And for the Christian, we have this promise. The promise is there will be no longer any curse. There will be no longer any misfortune. There will be no longer any evil. There will be no longer any doom. And there will be no longer any trouble. Heaven for you and me as Christians, Bible-believing Christians, heaven means the bad is over. That's it. This is not bad taking a vacation. This is bad ceasing to exist. And that's a substantial difference. We're not talking about a time period where it's like, oh, I get this time and period of grace. Wrong. When we are in heaven, the bad is eliminated. The misfortune is eliminated. The evil is eliminated. The doom is eliminated. The trouble is eliminated. You will have no fear. You will have no worry. You will have no stress. It's done. Not, well, is something else going to happen? No, it's over. And a big part of our heaven and our eternity is understanding that the bad is over. That when we spend time in eternity with God in heaven, it's done. This is not a vision for people to think, oh, but then we'll be on harps and we'll be reading magazines from my dentist's office that are 9,000 years old. That is not heaven, folks. I'm not even sure that's not just one step above hell. Are you kidding me? This is what you're looking for. The pain is gone. The struggle is done. The pressure has been released. And the peace that passes all understanding never ceases to keep us in Christ. Think of the power of that. Now, listen to that as a hope. You talk about the hope. Well, you know, one day all the, this will be clean and this will be look pretty and the trees will look good. Hey, you know what I'd like? What? Less turmoil in my mind. I would like grace in my heart. I would like the ability to sit down and not go, man, what a stressful day. I would like the ability to sit down and just go, everything is perfect. That's what I want. I don't want half a heaven. I don't want this bad idea heaven. I don't want a certain amount of virgins, which once you're with them, it's no longer virgins. How ridiculous is that? I want to be able to know in my brain that there's not an anvil on my shoulder. I want the grace of God to hold me, to keep me, to love me, to empower me, to give me all the grace and love and peace I want, I need, I desire, I hunger for. I want the bad to be over. That, my friends, that's a picture of heaven and a part of our eternity. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we got a story we got to cover, plus more DDDs. Don't go anywhere.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
If you're looking for a great value, look no further than your Honda dealers of San Diego County. The 2014 Accords are selling down fast, so don't miss the best prices of the season. Find your nearest dealer at sthondadealers.com.
Doesn't the sound of no monthly mortgage payments give you a sense of financial peace of mind? How about being able to convert the equity in your home into tax-free cash? It almost sounds too good to be true, doesn't it? Well, Mark Larson here. For years, I've told you about the reverse mortgage. No better way to fund your longevity than with this loan of opportunity. Yeah, changes are coming, but if you act today, no need to worry. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, call my friend Mehran Aram, president and CEO of the Aramco Group and one of a handful of certified reverse mortgage professionals in the nation. Learn about the next free dinner workshop at the beautiful Green Dragon Tavern and Museum in Carlsbad, November 6th, 6 p.m. for a free educational workshop. You're invited. You'll love it. Call to reserve your free seat today, 866-611-30, 866-611-30, or aramco.biz. Purchase, refinance, reverse. That's the Aramco Group. Trust Aramco. Trust with confidence.
DRE number 01853626, NMLS number 277316.
Dear God, I'm in a time of need, and I look to you to set me free.
My name's Anson. I'm a heroin addict. Started getting high around the age of 13. I was okay with the fact that I was going to die a junkie. Thought it was impossible to get sober. This time, I'm trying to surrender everything I am to God and take uncomfortable steps that I feel like God is calling me to do, that I will grow and grow closer to Him and stay sober.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorne. I'm the Executive Director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
So trapped in addiction and I won't survive. But without you in my life.
If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, call Genesis Recovery today, 619-797-7319.
Here's big news from Ken Starr. Ken and his wife Tina have built one of the greatest heating and air conditioning services around by focusing with all their heart on their customers. Ken and Tina care deeply, so it's no surprise how fast their AC service has grown.
Hi, I'm Ken Starr, third generation heating and air guy. You might have heard us on the radio as American Comfort or 1-800-COMFORT. We've had such huge feedback that we are proud to announce Home Comfort USA. It's really the heart of me and my wife offering heating and air conditioning. We've had such huge feedback, we've actually had to open a customer experience department just to be able to take all the phone calls and write down all the positive reviews that you've given us. At Home Comfort USA, we are devoted to the welfare of others.
New name, same loving family. Call them up and say big with their fall clearance sale. The warehouse is full of 2014 heating and air conditioning systems, all priced at 25% off. Last chance of the year for huge savings. Celebrate Ken and Tina's new season and bring your family quality of life with Home Comfort USA. Call 858-866-8637. 858-866-8637. CSLB number 97490.
My family's safety is my responsibility. Lord forbid anything were to happen while I'm away. So my wife and I decided to get a home security system. The best advice came from an ex-cop buddy who said he had a Vivint home security system. So we went with Vivint. Anyway, about a week later, I was traveling. It was late, and I got that feeling. You know, like I should check on my family? So I connected to my Vivint home security system from my smartphone. My security camera showed everything was okay. But my oldest forgot to lock the back door and set the alarm. No worries. I armed the system and locked the doors right from my smartphone. Bottom line, with Vivint, I worry way less.
Get Vivint Home Security, winner of Consumer Digest's Best Buy Award for its advanced security. Call and get up to $1,800 in security equipment at no charge. That's $1,800 in security equipment at no charge. Call 800-672-7046. 800-672-7046. 800-672-7046.
Restrictions apply. 48 or 60-month agreement at minimum $68 per month and activation fee required. Not available in Louisiana. See Vivint.com for license numbers.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Oh, my goodness. That was a really good DDD on heaven being free from any curse. Yeah, it's very powerful. So, I mean, I love stuff like that. That's very, very cool. I enjoy it. Enjoy teaching it, hearing it, seeing it, reading it. Anything in the book of Revelation is exciting. It doesn't always have to fit an eschatological element to be such a blessing for everybody. Keep that in mind. This segment brought to you by Genesis Recovery, our good friend Tommy Hawthorne, and the guys over there at Genesis Recovery, finding freedom from drugs and alcohol, which is how much of that is Jesus? Finding freedom from something that puts you in bondage. Hey, you want me to give you an example if you're not stuck in an alcoholic situation or a drug situation? How about fear? Fear has a tremendous bondage associated with it. You know, Jesus doesn't want us stuck in fear. He doesn't want us stuck in these depressions that we get in. He doesn't want us stuck in these positions we're in where there's nothing and no hope and nothing to look forward to. Well, people can understand being stuck in fear. You should also be able to understand being stuck in something like drugs and alcohol. There's not a problem making those associations, except for in this case, we can help through a couple of different programs. GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com is their website. And if you know somebody that needs help and they're afraid to contact them, you contact them. Go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com or call 619-797-7319. That's 619-797-7319. Not only do they help in regards to sobriety, but they help these people find redemption through the work of Jesus Christ our Lord. And again, and I've said this, I think about 30 times. If anybody wants to argue, well, their lives are wasted. God can take any life that has been abused or quote-unquote humanly wasted and pour such quality in such short spans that a life can be redeemed by the grace of God. And if you don't believe that, you just don't know God. That's just all there is to it. All right. What shall we do? I got to cover this one story, and I don't want to get too far into it because I don't want you getting upset with me. So I'm going to cover this kind of on a slight side. Is that all right? Do you mind?
And don't dive too far in. Don't make me get mad.
All right. This comes from Loma Linda University Medical School. So, you know, polls, studies, all that stuff shows blah, blah, blah. But this one I thought was a classic. This is for our friends at PETA. So for us, when we do a story that somehow involves PETA, we think that perhaps it's just, maybe for the moment, somewhat amusing. Ready?
Ready.
Can't get mad at me. I'm not the one who read this. I'm not the one who wrote this. I'm just reporting the news. Vegetarians have a lower sperm count. People that eat meat have a higher productivity in producing children. Hey, you know that thing that the Lord said, be fruitful and multiply? If you're a vegetarian, it doesn't work as good. Yeah, just write that down right there. It's like, I am not writing that down. Sorry, I didn't write the news. I'm just repeating the news. You can't get mad at me for that. Well, you can, but I don't. That doesn't matter. A couple other things that I want to make sure people understand. What did I say to you about social network? What did I say? What's the prophecy?
in 25 years, it won't exist.
It's going to be really hard to do in 25 years. In Great Britain now, they are threatening, get this, internet trolls, people that go onto sites, comment on websites, comments, right? Opinions, free speech. They comment on the website. They say super negative things about what was written. They call them trolls. Britain has a law that says that they could get up to 6 months. They're changing the law and making that up to 2 years. They're quadrupling the law, four times the length, for people who are internet trolls in Britain. Well, they can't find out where I'm at. You know what an ISP is? Yes, they can. So it's like now people who go on websites, not even for a commentary like Yelp, but they go on a website and somebody prints an article and says, you know, this person's this or this person's this. And then they write something super, super nasty, negative. And they actually have a litany of what those negative things are. You can now go to jail for 2 years in England if you do that.
I'll tell you what, Dave, I used to, I mainly use Facebook for sharing photos with family and friends, but I used to comment on a bunch of stuff all the time. I find myself, I'll like something of a story that's published, but I'll never usually make my own comments anymore. And it's sad because I want to, but I'm like, you know what? I don't want to have any flack coming back my way.
Yeah, it's very difficult, I think, that people have a desire to express their opinion, have a desire to be heard, but there is a spirit with which to do it, a manner with which to do it, an attitude with which to do it, and going along the troll realm is not probably the way to do it, but the fact that they're going to police it to the level where they're going to say...
This is what's good, this is what's bad.
Yeah, the problem is not that we would support people that write trollish type of things on the internet. That's not a problem. The problem, because we don't support that kind of thinking and that kind of speaking. The problem is, who is going to decide what is okay and what is not? Who makes that decision? And this is what we've been talking about the whole time, taking this right into what was going on in Houston. It now becomes, according to the government's responsibility to determine what is acceptable speech and what is not acceptable speech. And the government has determined in this administration that anybody who opposes same-sex marriage is a hate speaker. But if you look at scripture, 17 scriptures, and I'm so tired of people going, well, it doesn't say it in scripture. It's like, I'm so tired of people telling me what it does and doesn't say in scripture, especially people who've never read the Bible or they quote somebody who quoted somebody. 17 references to marriage between a man and a woman, anti-homosexual position, whether it be man and man and woman, transgender, not acceptable. It's not okay. Wrong. Doesn't matter. It's not scripture. And what the government's going to try and do is say, well, you can use scripture, but you can't teach what scripture's teaching. And keep in mind that one step away from marriage is between a man and a woman. And oh, by the way, for those of you who aren't sure, the marriage of the Lamb is between the church and Jesus Christ. They're not even, not only are they not the same sex, they're not even the same species from a technical point of view. It's defined as the greatest hope of all is the marriage between the bride, female, and Christ, male. It's like one of the big definitions and promise of all scripture. But one step away from speaking about homosexuality is speaking about Jesus being the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by him. So what they'll do is they'll attack it from a quote-unquote politically correct moral standard, which it's not, because political correctness is false righteousness manifesting itself, trying to take over for God, and then they'll move it to, no, people that do the things the government say, they're the saved ones. That's what's going to happen. I'm telling you, that's the direction these things are going. And you think, well, what does that got to do with trolling? Because they're going to control the speech, written or otherwise. They're going to control the verbiage. They're already trying to control what's taking place in the private square. And if you think they're going to stop there, they're going to try and control what takes place inside the house. They'll never do that. It's exactly what they're doing. Now, the ultimate irony is having them scream from top to bottom about how the church and the state should be separate, and that the government has no right to be in anybody's bedroom. But unless that's a reverse situation and we need them to be in the bedroom to tell those bad heterosexuals that they can't complain about homosexuality. It's like, what? The great part about this, if you take a step back, is the ultimate irony of confusion. And where you have confusion, you know the rest. Where you have confusion, who's the author of confusion? Satan is the author of confusion. It's like, you're trying to say that this is a Satan? Yes. Would you like me to say it clearer? Any perversion to that which God has established scripturally from the new covenant position is absolutely, that perversion is absolutely from Satan. And if you don't like it, why don't you read Romans 1 and then tell God to rewrite it?
Oh, but that's not what they meant.
Yeah. You know, I'm so tired of hearing that too. That's like saying red. Well, that's not really red. It's more bluish with some other colors thrown into it. Really? It's red. Get over it. So anyway, don't get me going on that horse, because if you do, you might be sorry. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about a DDD, which you haven't heard much of, and it's in an amazing book called Habakkuk or Habakkuk, either one. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Coming right back.
A friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Coffee with Kevin is powered by Current Solar Contracting. Your home or business can be too with Current Solar Contracting. Call 619-272-0303 or visit currentsd.com.
For over a year, you have heard David Spoon say, if you have any questions about Thrivent Financial, to just call Ruth. And that's me. I'm Ruth Puentes. I'm a pastor's daughter. I have been with Thrivent Financial over 5 years. Thrivent Financial and the La Jolla Gateway team taught me about money. I am happy to say that I am the first homeowner in my family, and I know that Thrivent Financial and the La Jolla Gateway team can help you too. Thrivent is a great Christian company, and whether you are young or old, if you have a little to invest or a large portfolio you want reviewed, the La Jolla Gateway team is here to help you. The La Jolla Gateway team of Thrivent Financial partners with KPRZ to sponsor free workshops at local churches and pastor appreciation events, and even the KPRZ Leadership Academy. Please call me, Ruth Puentes, at 858-455-5227 or email me at ruth.puentes@thrivent.com.
It's going to happen to someone else, not me. That's what Adrian used to think about identity theft before he tried to buy a new car and the dealer ran his credit. He was shocked to learn that someone had racked up a $15,000 credit card balance and bought a timeshare in his name. This motivated Adrian to become a member of LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. And in the time since Adrian signed up, LifeLock's gotten even better. With their new LifeLock Ultimate Plus service, you're provided protection for your identity, bank and retirement accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. Look, no one can stop all identity theft, but LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus now. Visit LifeLock.com and enter promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE to save 10%. Call 1-800-838-6010, 800-838-6010, 800-838-6010. Network does not cover all transactions.
Hi, I'm Donna, and I'm a mentor host home provider with California Mentors Family Home Agency. If you have an extra bedroom and want to make a real difference in your community, open your home to an adult with a developmental disability who might not have the opportunity to live with a loving family like yours. Call a California Mentor recruiter today who can share more about this special program. You'll get all the ongoing support you need and a generous monthly stipend. Call a California Mentor recruiter today at 1-855-MENTOR-2 or go online at mentorswanted.com.
Is Christianity just an ancient myth? Is the Bible merely a collection of fairy tales? On Thursday, November 6th at Skyline Church, join New York Times bestselling author David Limbaugh in person as he confronts the skeptics head on. Sharing arguments and stories from his new book, Jesus on Trial, Limbaugh applies his lawyer's eye to examine the evidence for the historical accuracy of the Bible. Don't miss an evening that'll produce powerful arguments to show the truth of the gospel. KPRZ.com.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hey, funny play to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. By the way, if you want to, you're welcome to call the show, 866-KPRAZE, 866-577-2473. If you want to discuss any of the things that we've been reviewing, I want to remind everybody the Pastor's Appreciation Lunch is taking place this Thursday, October 23rd. I also want to remind people about the San Diego Christian Writers Conference taking place October 24th. And then the Conversation of Vanishing Grace with Philip Yancey, October 25th, as well as The Great Divorce taking place on October 25th. A lot of material going on. Go to WKPRZ.
I was going to say WKRP.
That's what I was thinking. I was just thinking in Cincinnati. But that's Ohio, so we can't do that. Go to KPRZ.com to get more information on all the events. They're all listed in our event schedule, plus a myriad. It's like Maranatha Chapel. Myriad of other things taking place. Lots of very cool stuff taking place all over. So that's pretty cool. All right, so on this hour, I'm going to go out with kind of an interesting little thought that has to do with Scripture, but it didn't come directly from Scripture. How about that? But it's scriptural. Scriptural. The idea comes from the book. Yeah, that's, you know. So I was watching this show on television about the sporting show. It was kind of a behind-the-scenes sporting show type of show, like behind-the-scenes, what's going on. And this person said something on there that caught my attention and I thought was very worthy of being shared. And I think you're going to agree with this and even write this down. This is one of those good ones. The person was talking about how we do things, how we engage in things, how we approach the things that we do at work, at home, with our friends, and so on. And the person said this: if someone is there, or if no one is there, you have to give it your best in order to honor God. I thought that was an amazing statement. Now, it's not a statement of salvation. It's not a statement to declare somebody righteous. I think it had to do with this. If someone is there or if someone is not there, you have to give it your best in order to honor God. In other words, whatever you do, Scripture says, do it as unto the Lord and not to men. When you do whatever you engage in doing, Scripture encourages us to do it as unto the Lord. So when you're doing something, if you can for a moment, think about this. The Lord is watching. I know it's hard to believe because he doesn't seem to be sitting in the chair right next to you, but he is watching. And when you're at work and you're doing all those little things that you know are just like kind of like time burners or shortcuts or whatever, you know, that's cool that you're getting it done, da, 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 but you know, God's watching. And you can say, oh, I don't do that. And it's like, everybody does that. I don't know. Just admit it. Just go, yeah, man, I got to do better on that. Whenever you hear something you know you need to do better on, instead of defending it, work at it. Just go, yeah, man, I need to do better. I need to do better. I come in, I do my research, I get this done. If I find an extra 10 minutes, you think I'm sitting there just, oh, I'm going to work these extra 10 minutes? I don't do that. I sit there and go, yeah, who did I want to talk to about that one thing? And then I go off drifting in La La Land, which most people will tell you here is absolutely true. My point is this. When you do something, do it as unto the Lord. Do it whether somebody is there or whether somebody is not. Give it your best. Work at it. You don't have to be perfect. Just put a little bit more honor into it, a little bit more awareness that you not only represent the Lord, but you engage with the Lord in everything you say and do, and he knows. He knows when I'm going, oh, you're doing that? Yeah, doing half of that, huh, Dave? Half? You think that's impressive, right? No, it's not impressive. And no, I'm not asking anybody to get legalistic on this. I'm telling you, when you do it, whether somebody's there or not, give it your best. Just to honor the Lord, just do the best you can. If you can't do it, you can't do it, and that's fine. But let's be honest and aware. Isn't that more Christian? Just to like say, hey, if I'm not doing it right, yeah, Lord, let me do a better job. I can do better than that. I mean, even I ask for forgiveness all the time because I do things I could do better. I could let that guy in on that lane. I don't have to be 1 inch behind the guy in front of me. I could be nice.
I could be like Jesus a little more, or in a lot of different areas at a lot of different times, all day long, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I could. I need to. I should. Here's what he said. If someone is there or if not, somebody's not there, give it your best and do it in order to honor God. Very cool. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we got some other DDDs and some history. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.